From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani's tough new rules on traffic started today. They're an attempt to ease long delays caused by the cleanup efforts and security checkpoints in the city. Today and tomorrow, a trial period, cars with only one person on board are banned from several bridges and tunnels leading into Manhattan. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports on how commuters are handling the new restrictions.
In Queens, at the entranceway to the 59th Street Bridge into Midtown Manhattan, cars queued up waiting to maneuver through police cones and checkpoints as busy officers directed traffic. Commercial trucks and cars were allowed over with a wave of the arm, but regular commuters had to have more than one person in the car. And by and large, New York's notoriously surly drivers seemed mostly at peace with the mandatory carpool rules and the occasional vehicle search. Queens residents Julius Wadsworth and his wife Emily listened to smooth jazz as they waited in their car near the bridge's entrance.
And you got to be patient. I was brought up in New York, so I'm good to the traffic. So it doesn't bother me that much. You know, it put a little stress on you, but you expect that. You're in a big city. What are you going to do? You got to get a little stressed.
A city Department of Transportation spokesman said just 3 to 4% of the cars were turned away, so most commuters complied with the carpool rule. There were some delays, but they eased by late morning. A police sergeant at the 59th Street Bridge said a few commuters seemed to have no idea there were new traffic rules. And on the Brooklyn side of the Manhattan Bridge this morning, the occasional solo driver did try to slip past police.
Again, isn't that the same guy from before?
Same place. He's trying to get over.
Second time he tries to get over here. Get this guy out. Check his credentials out.
New York City briefly implemented carpool rules during a transit strike in 1980, and today's restrictions raised new obstacles for some, including Mahmoud Rashid. He was thwarted from crossing the Brooklyn Bridge alone on his way, he says, to transport several women to a halfway house.
I'm going to go find some person on the street and ask them if they want to ride to Manhattan. I hope so. I can go. These women got released at 8 o'clock. They just got finished doing 10 years in prison, and they stand on the street waiting for me to pick them up, take them to a safe house.
Others were downright angry as they tried to get across the Brooklyn Bridge. Carl Waterly is a general contractor who lives and works in Lower Manhattan, not far from Ground Zero. He said residents there have suffered enough.
For people that do not live in the city and just randomly want to travel, I could understand. But not somebody that's business is there. They live right there. I live in Greenwich and Chambers. It's ridiculous the way they're treating the people that live right there after what they went through.
There were still some random truck and car searches at the four East River Bridge crossings in the Midtown Tunnel, but fewer than yesterday. 43-year-old cab driver Andrew Smeza from Ghana waited near the 59th Street Bridge. He called the new security measures a necessary inconvenience.
You can't just trust everybody at a time this time. You got to be cautious. You got to open your eyes to everything. In war times or in this time, we got to sacrifice so much for everything.
City officials called today a successful experiment. They said the carpool rule will be reassessed over the weekend. Traffic was lighter than usual as schools closed and some commuters stayed home today because of the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. On Friday, the restrictions will be expanded to include the Lincoln Tunnel to New Jersey. So the real test for some of the busiest traffic corridors in the country may come during rush hour tomorrow. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, New York.